We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A couple of weeks ago, the Jefferson National Expansion Memorial officially became Gateway Arch National Park. And here to tell us all about it, the superintendent of the park, Mike Ward. Mike, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me, Brian. I appreciate it.
So, Mike, I guess first off, why the name change?
Well, you know, first of all, the real name for us is Jefferson National. It was Jefferson National Expansion Memorial National Historic Site. So that doesn't roll off the tongue very easy for people who are looking for to plan a trip. You know, really, this is about several different studies that were done by our partners as we're approaching this new kickoff of a new museum and all of the work that's been done for several years. We did some checking with the public, and we found that most folks didn't connect at all with the name Jefferson National Expansion Memorial. Everybody knows what the Gateway Arch is, and that drove us to a discussion about how we approach our future, especially with the kickoff of this project. And the second part of that is that most folks didn't know that we were, in fact, a national park site.
And one of the more unique aspects of this name change is, are you ready for this? It was bipartisan. It was sponsored by both Missouri Democratic and Republican senators and Congress members from both sides of the aisle. Congratulations. We got them to agree on something.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Can't overlook that, can we? Yes, yes.
It's an important part of the story. It really is. And I think it's just indicative of how this entire project has gone in terms of everybody coming together to make it happen, in terms of what everybody's giving to see, you know, the national park in their backyard and in their region shine. So it's I think, you know, that's just another indication of how important this project is.
And this comes on the heels of the opening up of the museum under the arch, July 3rd, the grand opening of the new museum. And I have been down by the arch a few times, and I, for one, cannot wait. It's going to be spectacular.
I agree. And being able to walk through there on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, and see how things are going, it's just, every time I head down there, there's just something else that is just incredible that I notice that either the exhibit crew has put in or you know, a portion of the building that's been completed that where I hadn't noticed what that architecture was going to look like before, so, or what that finish was going to be. So it's just we're all very excited about it here at the park. Our regional office is excited about it. All of our partners can't wait. And you know, after this time of construction and a lot of changes in leadership, this is just going to be just an incredible event on the 3rd, so we can't wait for it.
Visiting with the superintendent of Gateway Arch National Park, Mike Ward. Mike, the arch has always been one of the most visited national parks in the country. Do you think this museum, and now that the work is done on revamping the grounds, that it's going to go right back up and surpass the visitor numbers that it's recorded over the years?
Well, we're certainly that's certainly the reason why we did all this, and we're seeing a lot of good things that are already occurring, even as portions of the project became open. You know, our partners, especially Gateway Arch Park Foundation, working on bringing blues to the North Gateway throughout August on Fridays has been incredible. We saw the crowds jump on that right away. You know, there'll be more events coming up soon. Spring Into Your Park and the Go Marathon. We just met on that earlier today, and those will all be out. And it's all about bringing folks down and making them feel comfortable that the park in their backyard is a great place to spend the weekend, or those who are visiting can spend some time walking through the areas. So we're just really excited about it, and I think that, yeah, we are going to surpass some of the old records in terms of how many people are there. And if nothing else, just the museum in itself and the west entrance, and as you pass through there, that connection that we were looking for with the downtown is just going to be incredible. So I don't think we're going to have any worries about visitors. Well, I think we're going to have plenty of them.
Yeah, and, you know, when KMOX was down at 1 Memorial Drive, we would watch the visitors cross Memorial Drive, and you'd see the fear in their eyes, and you felt so sorry for them. It's like, here they are visiting, they're trying to get to the arch, and it was literally taking their lives into their own hands, especially with little kids and everything. And now with the park there, it is absolutely beautiful. It's easy to get to. And it's come a long way, and it's long needed, and this is just part of that process.
Yeah, the Park Service for many years has wanted to do something with how folks would head over to the arch from the downtown. You know, the fact that our partners helped us out with that and did everything else related to this project is you know, an honor for us to be involved in. It was a wonderful gift to the park. And like I said before, it's a great thing that the partners came together with the park, and it's even greater that the taxpayers of St. Louis and St. Louis County are assisting with this, you know, and realizing that, you know, this is their national park in their backyard. So that portion of making sure that people can walk across the green space over to the entrance to the arch is just, that's probably one of the most important aspects of this project. And once you're inside and you're looking back out the glass entrance at the city, it's pretty incredible also.
I'm sure it's going to be a great public-private partnership, one of the more successful anywhere. Also, you mentioned early on that, you know, a lot of people don't realize it's a national park. I went to Yellowstone a couple of years ago, and they had in one of their centers, like paintings or artwork by children, showing different national parks. And sure enough, the Gateway Arch was one of them. And I must say, it made my wife and I very proud to be from St. Louis to see that at Yellowstone. It was neat.
I was going to say, the national park title is some folks don't like the fact that an urban park that was a memorial or a monument is actually getting a national park title. But, you know, the National Park Service itself recognizes that all 417 units are indeed parks. The nomenclature that we have, you know, names things up to 20 different types of names, but I think for us, you know, we have a great responsibility as a large urban park with a huge diverse audience to make sure that everybody knows about the National Park Service across the country and that they understand that we are a national park site too. So we're proud of that. It's I think some folks are not happy with it, but you know, we reach so many underserved audiences here that may never ever get to go to the Yellowstone or Yosemite. And the way that they get to fall in love with the National Park Service is right here at the Gateway Arch. So,
and we do love it, that's for sure. Where can we go to find out more about what's ahead at the Arch?
You can go to the National Park Service's website. Will still be the www.nps.gov, and then Jeff, J-E-F-F. That hasn't been updated yet. you can also go to the Gateway Arch Park Foundation's page, and also ByStates, which is gatewayarch.com. And most of those are tracking everything that's going on. Also, JNPA, our Jefferson National Parks Association, we run their bookstore. Any of those websites will bring you information about what's happening. And on social media, Facebook, if you just search for the Gateway Arch on Facebook, folks will see all kinds of stuff going on with that, too.
All right, Mike Ward, thank you very much for joining me this morning to talk about Gateway Arch National Park. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.
Coming up next on Total Information AM, the news.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.